Dr. Rana Schatz noticed many of her Cincinnati Alzheimer's patients were overweight.
Yes, and that's definitely a factor that we look at and talk about.
Schatz is the medical director of UC Health's Memory Disorder Center. She was very interested in a national study this summer that showed as a person's weight increases, blood flow and activity to the brain decreases. Schatz has seen this correlation before, but because this research looked at more brain scans than any other studies of this kind, it is very credible. 35,000 brain scans from patients 18 to 94 were studied. The lead author, Dr. Daniel Amen, psychiatrist and founder of Amen Clinics, didn't expect how drastic the results would be. Reduced blood flow in all areas of the brain, including those seen in Alzheimer's patients.
When I first looked at these graphs, I was stunned.
Amen talked about the study in a video posted on his Facebook page.
I mean, just critically important areas of the brain. And then we looked at someone with a healthy BMI, someone who is overweight, and someone who is obese, and you can just see the decreased blood flow in the brain.
He says there were no negative effects for underweight people. Why is it that as weight goes up, activity in the brain goes down? After all, 72% of Americans are overweight, of whom 42% are obese.
So diabetes, you have that one. Lower blood flow, higher inflammation, toxins, and hormone issues.
Back in Cincinnati, Dr. Rana Schatz has questions about the study. Like, what about sleep apnea and its association with low circulation? Could this have played a role?
High BMI and Alzheimer's disease have a really strong association with sleep apnea. And we know that sleep apnea has the same association with low circulation and high inflammation.
She also wonders if medication could have skewed the information in this study.
There may be some confounds here and some concerns about what medications people are on. A lot of the medicines that are used for treating the various psychiatric disorders have properties that lower circulation too. So it's a little bit of a concern.
Dr. Amen says if we can understand the mechanics, we can better understand obesity and the mind. He calls this the biggest brain drain in the history of the United States. Amen says now that it appears we have some control over whether we will get Alzheimer's, having a good diet and maintaining a healthy weight are important. He says we can do better and we should do better.
I have no interest in having an older brain. I've seen thousands of them. And I don't want you to want an older brain either.
There's a link to his study on our website, wvxu.org. It was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.